Hello, welcome to Left Right, a podcast where we discuss over amazing meals from all over the world. My name is Yasser and I'll be starting my first episode with a guest. Her name is Habiba. Habiba, please tell us about yourself.
Hi guys, my name is Habiba Yusuf Gobi and I used to be a photographer. I am a filmmaker. I'm a creative curator. I love to read books and I'm generally an art enthusiast and I love great meals.
Okay, I think then that makes us a good pair for this episode.
Absolutely.
So I'm curious, you know, before we came here, we spent about 50 hours just trying to grill chicken.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say the experience was for you?
I'm presently eating the chicken that we actually grilled. I've been eating it since we finished it.
Okay.
It is amazing to begin with. I love how it tastes. I love that there's peanut butter sauce. I love peanut butter, by the way, and I've never had peanut butter sauce, but I've had peanut butter. So yeah, this is amazing. I think everyone needs to actually try it.
Okay, that is good. That is good. So I've been thinking of a new format for this show because, you know, it's my first. So I've been having some issues trying to figure out what I really want it to be. Do I want guests to come over to cook with me, or should they just come and have this chat we're having now? Because I really think some people want the experience and some don't want. Some people just want to come and eat the food, maybe discuss some small life issues. Maybe they had issue in the traffic and why. So
I think it would be more fun for the guests to actually like be involved in the whole cooking process and whatnot. But then considering the fact that some people don't really have time for all of that, I think we should actually get to choose if we want to be a part of the cooking experience and then the whole conversation side of it, or we just want to watch you or just let you like do the cooking and we just like sit and give our credits on it and then have conversation over it.
This is nice. This allows me also to want to challenge you guys on one of the episodes, because what we normally do is we do half, the first half of this program is going to be on YouTube for the video, people that want to watch the cooking session that we had, and for those that just want to listen, always return to this account or this page or what are we calling this? What is this? This podcast.
Yeah.
So to this podcast and, you know, have it your way, as Burger King would always say. So, writing. I've heard a lot about Habiba and her writing. And being that the fact that this program is called Left Right Show, of course, I'll ask you if you write and what's the journey been like for you, because you didn't mention that you write, but you didn't tell me in what. And so please tell me more about your writing experience.
So to begin with, I am a wannabe writer and poet. Wannabe. Emphasis on wannabe. So I don't write, but then I'm a very expressive person, so I journal a lot. Then I write a lot of Instagram captions. So I notice that I'm able to express myself like so well when I have to write it down, and then people tend to relate a lot to what I have to write. So I decided I was a writer since then. So I'd write a lot and then read it out to my friends that were writers, and then they would say, oh, they actually wish they could express themselves the way that I'm able to express myself on paper. So yeah, this is something I'm willing to explore in the nearest
future. So now that that's your expertise, would you help us with a caption for our video today? Something that they will connect with, because I'm assuming that you are the best suited person for this now. Me, I'll just put cooking with Habiba. That's what I put.
Well, that's simple and straight to the point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
captivate us. What?
Yeah, let's see.
A trip down. I've been chilling.
Yeah, I think that's actually good. I think and adventure.
Let's make it general, because not everyone knows what Abinchi means right now.
Yeah.
So we can't say trip down food lane. It doesn't sound amazing.
Yeah.
You need to connect with us, Habiba. This is your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Help us here.
So really, if I was going to write like a caption on it on my own Instagram page, it would probably be like a diary entry. Honestly, like for me, it would be OJ diary. I had a great day to begin with. I had a very stressful day, then came for this amazing podcast experience where I got to be a part of the whole cooking process, and now I'm able to have conversations over a soothing, calming cup of tea and amazing food.
Okay.
So it would go something like that, and then I'd probably drop something about how you should do the little things that make you happy and spend time with people that actually motivate you and just make your day better. You know, just I'm very emotional, so I'll just put that here and then I'm like love and light, not always and forever, you know, something like that.
That seems like a lot to say. I would just put Kuchi with Habiba. That's it. I mean, I'm sorry I made you explain all that. I'll just put Kuchi with Habiba. That's what that's all we keep.
That works.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm a writer too. You know, I like to be undercover. I think I like to write. Do you think I can write like you?
Yes, he has like 10 books.
Oh,
10
no.
books published already. And then he's asking me if he can write like me. By the way, I read one book. I'm supposed to get into the second book, and it was amazing. God.
Okay, so while they're listening now, I think you can ask something that might interest them before I go on to the next question I have for you today.
Okay.
So, but the book you've read,
what
stood out? What stood out in the book you've read?
To be honest, for me, to an extent, it felt familiar. Like, not like maybe I've been in that world, but then there was just something easy about, like, going through, like, the text and then, like, reading from one part of it to the other. And I loved how there's all of that fantasy. And then I was reading, and then I could Use Market. I think there was a part you mentioned Use Market, right?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it was Use Market somewhere. And then how, okay, there's the good guys, and then there's this whole different... Yes, sir. Is she?
I don't know. Anyways, we don't want to spoil it for the listeners. Please, go and get your copy of Nate. It's amazing. I think I wrote it. I don't know yet.
Oh, you wrote it.
So, Carnelian Fest. I was at the first one. And that's when I realized a lot of dreams can be achieved if you really persevere and push through what you believe in. So, can you give us a little origin about that? Where did that come from? Because me, as you said, I'm a writer. I love origin stories. I like to know how things came to be. So how did this come to be?
So to be honest, Carnelian Art Festival was birthed. Carnelian Art Festival was birthed from a girl that was literally losing her mind during COVID. Because I thought I was going crazy, and then, you know, anxiety, depression, like there was a lot that was going on, and I'm sure a lot of people like had to go through all of that. And I needed to do something. I needed to know that, okay, I could actually do something, be in control, basically. So I sat and I kept coming up with ideas. So it was supposed to be a fashion show to begin with. Then after talking with my sister and my dad and my friends, I'm like, oh, maybe an art festival. Coming to think of it, like most things that happen here in Abuja are mostly trade fairs, and I hate trade fairs. It's a lot for me. So
okay.
I wanted to do something that was different. And I mean, there's a lot of art things happening in Lagos, happening abroad, and then there's just nothing that I felt was happening in Abuja aside photography, like photo walks, photography conferences and stuff. So I decided, oh, let's do an art festival. Then I went online and then I searched for... Then we had a conversation with my friends, and then they're like, okay, what name are we giving this thing? I think before it was Abuja Art Festival or something. I'm like, oh, that's so AC.
It's work. I'll tell you now, it's work.
So I'm like, my other friend that is so smart is like, why don't we name it after a gemstone? Then I'm like, okay. Naming it after a gemstone, it should actually make sense. So I went online to search for which gemstone stands for creativity. And then I figured out that there was a gemstone that is an artistic stone, like for creativity. And then it was a Carnelian stone. So I'm like, should we name it Carnelian Art Festival? I think there was Lazulu something. There's a lot.
Lazulu
or something. I can't remember. I have it in a concept room somewhere. Then they're like, oh, perfect, Carnelian Art Festival. Then we opened an Instagram page, then started the branding, that we had to like rebrand. I mean, there was a lot. So like all the energy of knowing that, oh, we're going to do an arts festival. Yeah, that.
And you mentioned something that interested me in the beginning of the origin about the mental health. And I like to believe a lot of us like to distract ourselves with what's going on today and ignore what's going on within. So you're more focused on, oh, I want to go live this life, I want to do this, I want to do that. But you forget what you really want to do for you from within. So I will commend you again for having to achieve this. And I was happy to be part of it. Apparently, guys, I was invited to the second one. And I tried. You know, me, I'm shy. I don't like this public thing.
So. My dad kept talking about you. Like, the other person that did the book chat.
Yeah.
How do you know him? I'm like, oh, yeah. He's really smart. I think, I'm not sure if he was there at the book chat, but I know that he was around everywhere.
He was there. He kept asking a lot of questions.
So if my dad is asking you questions, yeah. I'm impressed.
Okay. Thank you, Daddy, wherever you are. because he did ask some questions about my cooking, and apparently he says he can cook a lot of dishes from the other part of the country, which is good because the other week we had banga soup here. I mean, we should have had that today, but this one I was craving. I need to go back in time for it.
I'm glad we had this, honestly, because.
Huh, you mean this over banga soup?
I've never had banga soup here, by the way.
Okay, so but have you had food from other parts of the country though? Guys, she's eating, don't worry. I'm not cutting that out. You hear her eat, yes. It shows you that the food is actually good. She's still eating.
I think I've had food too.
That's normal now. Fufu is, I think you're going to call me like any crazy dish.
I've
like,
only once only in my life. I'm very picky with what I eat, honestly. I don't like to experiment with food. That's why I was very excited when you invited me for this, because this is like the best.
Then I think you're in trouble because we're about to try other dishes too.
I can't wait. I'm here for all of it. I mean, I'm all out. I'm going all out for that side that I'm not exploring. So yeah.
Okay, this is good to hear because over you can see the basket that has the countries we're going to begin from. And I've googled a couple before we came today. Trust me, some dishes are not so good. Honestly, so I'm hoping we even pick those at the last bit of the show because I want the excitement to remain there. Because please God help us. I don't want that to appear there. So more questions about the Carolina Fest because I have a very interrogative part of me that has been wanting to ask you this for a long time. And God has brought you here now. You cannot run away. I will ask you and you will answer us, not only me. Because I'm a firm believer of the arts, you know, even though I'm an engineering student and all, but I still believe that art is, is a doorway, is a pathway for us to walk through and still carry on to another destination. So, this is the second time that I'm attending your fest, as I said, and for someone like me who would like to run something as similar for the pendustry, which is what I do for education stuff for kids and everything, I wanted to have that nice feel, not serious like how you go to math class and you have to do this to be graded. I want them to look forward to next year. Oh yeah, they're doing the same thing, just like how we're gassed for this Carnelian thing. How do I do that for me too? I want to copy you. I want to be like you when I grow up. So how do we do this?
I want to be like Cassie when I grow up. To be honest, I'm not talking as a professional or anything. I'm just talking as a curious 22-year-old, right? So for me, I think it's important for you to like look at it from an outsider's perspective. Like, what would somebody that is not me be excited about coming to something like that? So, and then having the right people around that would actually tell you, I think this thing is a bit serious. And you just need to get in people's heads, basically. Like, you try to see it from, okay, the excited kid's point of view, the kid that doesn't like to mingle with other people's point of view, the kid that doesn't have a lot of energy. Like, you just try to see it from all angles and then try to create a balance, some sort of balance. But for me, I'm a bit emotional with the things that I do. So if I don't like it, I might not do it. But then I realize that it's actually not the best practice or best strategy. So So sometimes you need to look at it from like every other person's point of view.
Okay, I'm coming. We need to go for a break now. We'll be back in a bit. Welcome back to Left Right, the podcast where we talk about things and other things just over food. The break we had was a tea break. It was getting cold, but we're back again. So, Habiba, let us continue. I want to get deeper into this issue of the origin of this thing. Because for me, the reason I started Pendustry wasn't more so about mental health. It was more about how the educational system of the country is. And I felt it needed a change. You can see what ASUU is doing to people now.
Mm-hmm.
You finish school early, you're proud. You tell people, oh, I finished at 16. I'm going to finish school. Da, da. But you end up finishing school much, much older than you expected. So, and I think that also compounds to the mental health that we're getting into now, because it seems to be a lot of inspiration for most artists. Most writers in particular, and painters, like to express those things through, how do you call them? Medium school?
Yes,
yeah.
Different medium.
Yeah, we can call them that. Did you add up all these things to experience them in one as the Kanduna Fest, because you don't want to feel them each separately? Is that what's happening here?
I think it was more like I just realized that there's different people, and then people have different ways of expressing themselves, and I have different ways of expressing myself. I just try to put it all together. So if you notice, there's a lot that happens during the Canadian Art Festival.
Mm-hmm.
There's photography, there's painting, there's ballet, there's panel discussion. So there's different forms of art being represented, because I believe people express themselves through these different forms of art.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I mean, I write, I used to take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
If I could dance, I would have used it as a form of expressing myself, but I don't dance. So
I understand. So you mentioned about being a filmmaker somewhere along the lines.
Mm-hmm.
Me, see, I'm interested in all these things.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I had the energy and the skills to do these things.
Yeah.
So what have you produced for us? Do you have any short film we can look for on the internet that you're not proud of? Is there one?
I have a short film that I think just my filmmaking school, because we did a premiere after, like, when it was graduation day, and then people watched it. So aside then, I was supposed to put it on YouTube, but then there was all the red flags on YouTube, so because of the music part. All of those things.
Copyright stuff.
Yeah. So, and I could care less. I just have it somewhere.
Please. Guys, Habiba has a movie we can watch. I will fight half of this
thing. By the way, I'm not willing to share it in the world, but I'm working on a short film on mental health, on basic human emotions.
Okay.
I'm working on that, and I'm excited about that, right? And I'm going to full on, like, take on the cinematography aspect of it, like do the recording myself. So I'm practicing what I learned at filmmaking school.
Mm.
So I'm going to do that. So hopefully for that, I would share with the world.
Okay, I see. I understand what you mean by you're not ready to, because I have a bunch of poems that, I mean, I'm not a poet. I'm very bad at poetry, but I like to express myself. So I have them stashed, and I don't think I'll ever show anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I just go and be like, okay, 2017, okay, no problem. Yeah, I'm not that person anymore.
No.
Okay, we'll make a deal. They don't have to see it, but I can show you when you show me the film. Is that it?
Okay, let's have this conversation again.
Oh, okay, Toshiki, no problem. And one more thing again. I was going to ask you. It's about this movie thing, because I think I'm a good script writer. You know, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about mental health now.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have problems.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think I can use that as an avenue for solution. Do you have someone writing this thing for you?
Yes. So, I have a friend that writes scripts, like she's good with script writing, but at the same time I'm very creative most times. So most times I know what I want, so I sit and I have a conversation with her. So we go over the storyline together.
Mm.
Then I write it the way I know how to write it. Then I send it to her, then she puts it together this week.
So, yeah. You know what I've noticed about this convo today?
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that you're a team player, and most of us do not realize how powerful that is. Being a team player is very key for success in anything that you do. The festival you're doing is not a solo thing.
Mm-hmm.
It has other people organizing, even the name, you had other people organize and eventually execute it as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of us like to do this on our own. We like to be known as the Oga that has this, the Oga that has that. So I think this is very important. So what can you tell us about teamwork so we can learn more from that?
Okay, so I think I'm going to begin with, I wasn't a team player from the beginning. So I'm the kind of person that doesn't know how to delegate to begin with. And I think people that went for the first Canadian Art Festival, I don't know if you paid so much attention, and this Canadian Art Festival, you could see there was like so much growth when it came to teamwork.
Mm.
So I was learning how to delegate during the first festival. So during the first festival, I was all over the place than I was for this one, because it was like, even if something wasn't working, happy but this thing is not working, or happy but the sound, happy but the light. But then I think, I read a lot, so I read a lot of self-help books, I have a lot of conversation with people. Even if it's a little boy, I sit and I listen to what she has to say, because I notice that through conversations you learn a lot. Mm. So I listen to my dad all the time, like we have conversations at night about anything and everything. I pay attention to my mentors, to people that I look up to. I watch how they relate with people around them. And then most of these people that I look up to are people that are excellent team players. So I just learned that you can't do it alone. I thought I could do it alone. I just thought that I was the perfect person to do whatever it is that I wanted to do. So it was like, oh, people will just slow me down. But I had to learn. I mean, people can slow you down, but then sometimes you just need to let go and just trust that these people have your back and mm-hmm. they're going to do the right thing. So I learned how to build more genuine connections mm-hmm. and relationships with people. So when they're able to trust me, and I'm able to trust them, it's easier for us to work together.
Mm.
And I try to make sure that, oh, it's a mutual relationship, not a
parasite.
So I know that, okay, this is me saying, I'm not perfect and I need your help. And this is me saying, okay, regardless, I'm not going to control anybody, but then these are the things that are important to me. So I would love if you respect that. Then you tell me, oh, this is how I am.
Mm-hmm.
So acquire there's that respect, and then things just go better when and then people love to feel included, people love to feel important. And that's like one key thing. I want to believe that's one key thing when all of the teamwork thing. Like when somebody feels like, oh, she trusts me enough to make me to give this responsibility to me, so they try to
make you proud, actually. They don't want to disappoint you.
Exactly. Mm. So, I don't know, genuine relationships. Is it this thing that's making my head turn?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe talk. You did mention that the chamomile does that to you, right? I mean, I just drink. I don't know what it does. I just drink and sleep off. So, I like to also add to this, your point. I know many people, when you talk about their success stories, it sounds like it's an impossible thing to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, of course, there were obstacles you had to go over, failure you had to endure and go over as well. So in the early stages, before this became what it is, and before you became who you are now, what failures deterred you from wanting to move forward at a point? Because I know definitely you had a time you're like, I'm not doing it again, no. So what changed and when did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's drinking her tea, don't worry.
So to be honest, I have a lot of I'm not doing again moments. As I said, I'm recently just learning how to be a team player. I was more do this, do that, or you cannot help me, I'm going to do this on my own. So it was, sometimes I get extremely overwhelmed, and then, so something as little as my team not replying me on the WhatsApp group. So last year, that was it. Like last year, it was like, she doesn't even care. I would send message on the group and then nobody is replying. Why did we come together in the first place if we cannot? It's just a message. And I remember sending a message to my family saying, I'm not doing this thing anymore. You know? Then the whole ENTAS thing happened and the shootings and stuff, and then it hit me.
Whoa.
So I just went off. I left the group chat. We are planning Canarian, and I left the group chat. And I left Instagram. And I just went in. And I didn't say anything to anybody. I just said, I can't.
Like, not doing it again.
And I left. So I think it was like 4 weeks later, Nico, how many weeks later, I came back, wrote a letter, and apologized. And it's because somebody said, Tammy, when you actually need to apologize, so because you, I just left, and then it was like, so I came back and I was like, I wasn't in the right mental state, so I had to go. But now I'm back, and I guess we're doing this, and then we did it. So this year too, we went to the festival, and there was no money to run the festival. And everybody just kept saying, don't worry, you get the money, and just keep planning, just do everything that doesn't require money, even if it's a day to the festival. I don't function like that. I can't. I need to have a plan in place before I know I'm moving forward. So I just kept asking, do you think I should just cancel? We should just cancel this thing and maybe pre-record and put it out for people to like see, like just do shows and then put it out instead of having people to come. And then everybody just kept saying, no, let's go. I was so angry at everyone, my dad, my friends. I was just so upset, and then I said, we're not doing. So I went to the group chat once again and I said, I think we should cancel this year's festival. And I didn't leave the group chat this time, but I just ignored every other person that was saying, until we had a sole sponsor, what is the problem, blah, blah, blah. Everyone kept asking me to like put a budget together, but then I was like, no, I don't know, I can't ask anyone for money, this is my thing and stuff. I was so sure we were not having this year, because 1 week to the festival, there's no money to run the festival, so where is the money going to come from? And I didn't apply for anything, like nobody was, no sponsors, nothing. So I had to like source for the money myself. I'd be find people that like my people that
that believe in you.
So it was just so crazy. So yeah, lots of times I need money. Because of money, I decided I wasn't doing anymore. Because I was overwhelmed, I said I wasn't doing anymore. Because my teammates were replying my message on the WhatsApp group, I said I wasn't doing anymore. So I have a lot of I'm not doing anymore moments, but then most times I'm surrounded by people that tell me, you know what, we're doing this. Like, we have your back and we're going to do this. We'll find a way. So, yeah.
I think from your story, I figured out one thing. I think you have a very, very big weakness, a very big one. I think you're a perfectionist.
I am.
Yes. And what I've come to learn in life is to achieve perfection is an impossible feat, but to go next to it is very possible. So it's really fair to move away and come back. Everyone needs that break that you took. You know, I mean, the apology, yes, you needed to do that. But then again, no one would tell you what you found out on your own during that break.
Exactly.
You had to go there to realize, then come back again. So I really encourage carving out time for yourself to understand things before stepping out to do them. You know, it's nice. And the other day, I might have said that I like to plan and do routine, but sometimes these plans, they end up planning you. It's the other way around.
Exactly.
And then you start sitting there, be like, oh, procrastination is here. Oh, failure is here. Oh my God, what again? You know, and then you're stuck in one place forever. You're not doing anything. So I'm really happy that failure became your strength eventually. And I've been telling people these past few days that vulnerability is strength as well. Do you believe me? In the right circumstance, of course.
I do. Actually, I do. Because I think it takes a brave, extremely brave person to be vulnerable in front of other people. I don't know. I think it you have to be brave to want to like bear yourself in front of people. Like,
as an artist, that's a curse you have to. I mean, it's a load and burden you have to carry on your back every day, because for people like me, I like to say me, because I'm a very introverted person. I don't know how to even give speeches in public. I'd be like, oh no, everyone looking at me. How do I even start? What do I say?
Yeah.
You go there prepared and then it's all gone.
Yeah.
You know? Because I feel like it's one thing now that we're doing this because they're not looking at me, so I can do it, no problem. And then I have to stand in front of them and I have to tell them, they're looking at me, I cannot talk again. So I think this also is another step for me. I think that is the going away you did for yourself. This is me doing that too. You know, I'm starting from behind the scenes. Who knows? Maybe, so by the way, I'm doing a writing course and I'll be teaching people stuff about writing very soon.
Oh, cool. So you should join that class.
Yeah, you should totally join. Mm-hmm. But the problem we're having now is I don't know how to teach.
What? You will be along the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing now. So I'm just meeting a couple of friends that have teaching experiences and I just teach them the slides. They just sit down like my student and tell them and then they just pick out things that are not working. And yeah, that's how we do it. So just like this podcast now, I expect to get feedback to hear, oh no, you guys do this better, do that better. Because of course, I'm doing this to find a better version of myself as a public speaker, but also to keep it interesting. And of course, to eat good food as well too.
Of course. That's very important.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Habiba, for coming today. And thank you for joining me to burn your hand in the pan together with me as well.
That was my favorite part of it.
So this was Left Right Podcast by Yasser. And we hope to see you again soon. And we hope to pick a very good country. Please pray before you come so we pick your next country.
Hopefully, I'm looking for too.
All right.
Thank you
Bye
so much.
For now.